This is Morning Edition on WNYC. The New York Times is reporting the opioid epidemic gripping Staten Island has made the borough a target for patient poaching. Recruiters from around the country are calling treatment centers on Staten Island, asking for referrals for patients with good insurance, and in return, they're offering some subtle and not so subtle incentives. Republican Congressman Dan Donovan, who represents Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn, is calling the practice unethical. He joins us now to explain. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this today.
Sure. So, you know, in the past few years, more federal money has been put toward addiction treatment centers, like money from the Affordable Care Act. But you say that's had some negative consequences. What's happening on Staten Island?
It is. I think that anytime you people see a resource, see a way of making money, there's going to be somebody who figures out a way to do that. It was a great thing that the federal government realized that addiction is something that needs to be addressed, that we have to put resources behind it, that if we get people controlling their addictions, we get them out of the criminal justice system, we get them out of our jails and prisons, we put families back together. It's a wonderful thing. I happen to be a product of an alcoholic father. At 8 years old, my father found the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that changed all of our lives. So it's a wonderful thing that people go into recovery. Now there's been a cottage industry created on a referral basis where particularly people with private industry are being sent to institutions that might not be the best place for their addictions. But because of there's an incentive to make money, whether it's a kickback, whether it's a referral fee, whatever you want to call it,
right,
people are being directed to programs because there's money to be made. That might not be the best one suited for what their problems are.
Right. And you wrote a letter this week to the Department of Health and Human Services. What are you asking the department to do?
I'm first asking if they have jurisdiction, if the federal laws allow us to look into whether or not there is some type of law being broken here. In other industries, like in the legal industry, real estate industry, if you're referring clients, you have to disclose that you have a personal or financial interest in that referral. We're looking to see if the same laws would govern people who are referring individuals to programs for their addiction. When you have a mother, father, I was a district attorney at Staten Island for 12 years before I went to Congress. There are many families that are broken, parents heartbroken over what happens to their children with addictions. And they're looking for an answer. And if somebody comes to them and says, I have this place in this town in Iowa that's great for your son, they're desperate. They will agree to send their child there. That place might not be the best place for their child. And if there's a private insurer or people are paying out of pocket, they're not asking the questions that we ask when federal monies are being used.
You served as Staten Island District Attorney for 12 years, and the current DA, Michael McMahon, told the New York Times that the crackdown on prescription painkillers over the past 5 years actually led to today's heroin epidemic. What's your response to that?
Well, we've done wonderful things. I mean, we had many, many people on Staten Island who were addicted to painkillers. Because of iStop, where doctors and pharmacists now have to look into a computer before they fill a prescription. When I got to Congress, I got New York State to join a network of 38 other states in which now we could cross state lines. And we could look into records in New Jersey to see if somebody went to a doctor there for a prescription or went to a pharmacy there. So because of the supply of prescription drugs, illegal prescription drugs has dried up, people who are already addicted turn to another opioid, heroin, which is very, very dangerous. Some of that heroin is now being laced with fentanyl, which is about 50 times as powerful as heroin. It's very, very dangerous. That doesn't mean that curtailing the amount of prescription drugs was a bad thing. What it means now is we have to deal with this other problem until that population of people who are addicted to painkillers starts to shrink. Once that starts to shrink, you're going to see the population of heroin abusers shrink as well.
Congressman Dan Donovan represents Staten Island and parts of Southern Brooklyn. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day now.
You too. This is WNYC.